President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron talking at the White House today about the NATO mission.
CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller joins us now today at the White House. Mark, what do the two leaders have to say about plans for the NATO forces there?
Well, at a joint news conference in the Rose Garden, where it felt a lot warmer than 79, Hillary, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to completing the coalition mission in Afghanistan. President Obama admitted it's very difficult, especially in recent weeks, and both the U.S. and Britain have lost a number of extraordinary men and women.
What's undeniable, though, and what we can never forget, is that our forces are making very real progress, dismantling al-Qaeda, breaking the Taliban's momentum, and training Afghan forces so that they can take the lead and our troops can come home.
But President Obama added that at the NATO summit that he'll be hosting in Chicago in May, the leaders will determine the next phase of coalition transition in Afghanistan, shifting to a support role next year in advance of Afghans taking full responsibility for their nation's security in 2013. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Mark. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Knoller.